I'm not going to take too much of your time this evening, but what I want you to do is turn to two places in your Bible. I want you to find Luke chapter 5 and John chapter 21. And while you're finding Luke chapter 5 and John chapter 21, I'm going to ask the Lord to help us, touch us, and ask the Lord to give us what we're in need of tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, that your faithfulness doesn't depend upon ours. But, Lord, that you're so good and so real to us. Lord, I just, Lord, ask you to help this old needy preacher. Lord, I don't want to be seen, Lord, but I want to lift up your Son. How you lift it up, Lord, because you said, if the Son of Man be lifted up, that he would draw all men unto himself. Lord, tonight we want to lift you up. We pray, Lord, be with the prayer requests that were mentioned. Meet the need of each and every heart as only you can do. And Lord, for doing that, we're going to say thank you. Want to tell you that we love you. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. And the Lord's people said, amen. If you're in Luke chapter 5 and John chapter 21, you give me a good amen.
Amen.
I'm going to go back to Luke chapter 5, but I'm going to read a couple of verses out of John chapter 21. I'm going to read 1 and 2 and 3, and I'm going to have you be seated, because I ain't got this thing all figured out. I don't know where I'm going to start, where I'm going to stop. So I ain't going to have you stand up throughout the whole preaching. So in John chapter 21, beginning in verse number 1, the Bible says, "And after these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on the wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Canaan in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto him, I go a fishing. They said unto him," one of the saddest verses that we have in our Bible, "we also go with thee." They went forth and entered into a ship, and immediately, and that night, they caught nothing. To get to my title tonight, I want you to turn to Luke chapter 5. And in verse number 1, the Bible says, "And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were going out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. Now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a drop. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we taught all night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net." Then Simon Peter said, "Lord, we taught all night and we caught nothing." That was before Simon ever even knew Jesus. How was your life before you met Jesus? Wasn't it nothing? Jesus is telling Simon, he said, chapter 21, he said unto Peter, "Before you met me, you had nothing. And now you want to leave me. You know what your life is going to be?" He tells him in John chapter 21, "What are you going to catch?" He said, "Hey, children, what did you catch? Catch any meat?" He said, "No." Your life before you met Jesus was nothing. And tonight my title is, don't throw in the towel. If you walk away from Jesus, your life will be nothing. You can be seated. I agree with my pastor 100%. The devil doesn't like what's going on here at Liberty. You ain't driving in front of many churches and finding the sides being busted out to bring in more sinners. And I will tell you, that message we heard this morning, man, we don't even need no preaching tonight. That's enough to digest. But I want to tell you something. He said, man, that was some hard preaching. I want to tell you something. He said, the preacher may put us underneath a lot of pressure. Preachers don't put nobody under pressure. Hell puts people under pressure. It ain't the Word of God putting you under pressure. It's the devil telling you, throw in the towel. I don't like that kind of preaching. It's just too hardcore. The devil wants you to quit. And you know what I find out? The easiest thing to do in ministry, throw in the towel. And how many people in the fourth quarter, in the last seconds of the game, are throwing in the towel? I'm just going to say whatever the Holy Ghost brings to heart. That's all I know to do. Mamas, daddies, when you go throw in the towel, who's the first one you're going to go back and have to go tell you threw in the towel? Boy, it would tear my heart up to know, Brother Ken, I would have to go to my wife and my kids and say, your daddy was a liar. He tried to encourage you. He tried to serve God. But I can't no more. I'm throwing in the towel. And all the church that the Lord allowed me to start home meant nothing. Every time I got behind the pulpit meant nothing. Because daddy or mama done threw in the towel. My preacher told me something. And I'm never going to forget it. I ain't even got it written down nowhere. It's just so carved in my heart. He said, imagine messing up. God's called you to preach the gospel. And you done messed up so bad where you're getting up every morning and you can't do it. He said, well, I ain't no preacher. I want to tell you something. Peter said, I go a-fishing. And what the other said? We also go. When you throw in the towel, people will follow. I'm trying to rhyme. When you throw in the towel, people will follow. I notice here in John chapter 21. In John chapter 21. In verse number 2. There were together Simon Peter. That's one. Thomas called Didymus. That's two. Nathanael of Cana. In Galilee, that's three. The sons of Zebedee, James and John, that's four or five. And he says two other of his disciples, six, seven. Now y'all help me out. How many disciples did Jesus have? Where are the other five? How many of you seen in church that was here at the beginning of the year? And where are they? Threw in the towel. We all know it's so easy to throw in the towel. But tonight I want to encourage your heart. What do you do when you feel like throwing in the towel? You know what helps me not to throw in the towel? I'm still thrilled about the cross. I'm still thrilled about somebody so perfect, so loving and kind, which give his life on the cross, shed his blood for an all wicked sinner such as me. I'm still thrilled about that. If you ever come to a time and place in your life where you get over the fact that Jesus gave his life, that you and I might have life and have it more abundant, you will throw in the towel. I'm still thrilled about the cross. Still thrilled. When you and I get over that day, I know what I want to say now. Thomas wasn't there when Jesus showed himself. He said, I'm not going to believe till I see his hands, his sides, so I can thrust my fist in his side. Jesus came back. Thank God he comes back. I got that from you this morning. Thank God he comes back again. Jesus comes in and he says, go ahead, Thomas. Thomas said, my Lord and my God. He said, how you know he shouted? How are you going to look at a risen Savior and not shout? He said, my Lord and my God. Boy, I love, this helps me so much. I love what Jesus told Thomas. He said, Thomas, you've seen and believe. Blessed are those that have not seen, that's us, and yet still believe. Hey, I've never seen Jesus raise people from the dead. I've never seen him make the lame walk or the blind see, but I have witnessed the miracle that he made in me. And I bless his name tonight. Brother Chris was singing that song. And I was about to have a fit, but I said, man, if I start, I ain't going to stop. So I let everybody do their thing, and I said, I'm going to save it for the preaching. But, no, it was Brother Chuck that sang the King of Who I Am. He sang the King of Who I Am. That was the very first song me and my wife sung. I thought I was Tim McGraw. She thought she was Faith Hill, singing behind the pulpit, trying to do our thing, looking at each other, falling in love again. And the Lord took me back, because of we was practicing in our house to go down to church and sing. And the Lord's, we was practicing that song about 3-4 o'clock in the morning, had a couple people over, and the Lord said, remember the changes that I made in your house? I ain't glorifying the devil. I just want to tell you, we used to play at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We were playing beer games. But I come home one day, praying and asking the Lord to save my wife. And I come home one day, all our CDs of the world were in the trash can. And now she's playing gospel. And now we started singing duets at the church. And we practiced that song, singing the King of Who I Am. And I love that poem to say, every road I've traveled down, he has gone before me. I want to tell you something. Jesus didn't bring you this far to drop you. I'm glad to know he is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And there's nothing that we're going to go through that he hadn't already been there. I'm still thrilled about the cross. I'm still thrilled about the cure. I'm still thrilled about the cure. Watch what I found here. Now, Peter said unto them, I go fishing. He seen the resurrected Savior. He said, I'm going back to do what I used to do. He turned his back on the Savior. Now, I know, not here, but other people, they want to categorize sin. And if we had to do that, I think that's a real big sin when you turn your back on Jesus. And in verse number 5, and Jesus said unto them, I need more help than one man. And Jesus said unto them, you mean to tell me they turned their back on Jesus and they still children? I'm glad I got something that I cannot lose. Boy, hey, he didn't put me on layaway. I am bought and paid for by his precious blood. And I'm still thrilled about the cure this evening. I'm still thrilled about the cross. I'm still thrilled about the cure. I'm still thrilled that he cares. Oh, I'm so glad he cares. And in verse number 4, but when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore. But disciples knew that it was not Jesus. Jesus stood on the shore. It was 7 of them. Peter said, I'm going fishing. They said, Peter, we're going with you. All of them. Don't get mad at me. I just cut up a little bit of towels. Throw in the towel. My last point is I'm so glad that Jesus, I'm still thrilled about that he cares. Because where was Jesus? He said, we're going fishing. This is Jesus, I believe. Hey, boys, I just want to know one thing. Y'all caught anything? We ain't catching nothing, Jesus. What I tried to tell you in the beginning, before you met me, what were you catching? You left me, what you catching? Stand on this side. So many are quitting. They're laying down their sword. They're grown weary in the battle. They're not fighting for our Lord. But when I think of what He did at that cross of Calvary, I take up my bloodstained banner and march with the redeemed. 'Cause I can't quit when there's a fire burning in my soul. Sometimes I want to lay it down. He gives me strength to carry on. And I know out on that battlefield, sometimes we'll face defeat. But I can't quit when there's a fire. The devil's done told you tonight. The best thing for you to do, the easiest thing for you to do, get away from that loud preaching. You don't need that hard preaching. Where your kids are going to go. I was 14 years old when my mom and dad got out of church. And they started letting us do things that they would have never let us do when they was in church. You lose your convictions. The Bible says in Proverbs twice, remove not the old landmarks. And when you leave the house of God, I'm going to ask you this. This week, how much are you going to pray when you leave church? How much are you going to read your Bible when you leave church? I don't know how, I ain't beating up on nobody, but the Sunday night crowd, you can preach however you want. This is the crowd. How much you going to pray this week? Read your Bible this week. So many needs. The devil's telling you to throw in the towel. And Jesus is standing on the shore. He done picked up your towel, stretching it out. I got liberty. I want Brother Chris to come sing that song he sang for the invitation. Can we do that? Jesus is saying, liberty, I ain't take you this far to drop you. I love you. We in the fourth quarter in the last seconds. Don't throw in the towel. I wonder how many people, I don't know how many towels we got, but if we don't have enough, how about a husband and a wife grab one of those towels, put your anniversary date on and say, you know what? We ain't throwing in the towel on our marriage. We ain't throwing in the towel because our kids got to get to heaven. Well, would they hear about the Savior at your house? How many people by faith will come pick up the towel saying, I'm not throwing in the towel?